The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I welcome you to the final lap of tonight's meeting, and I trust God that you'll never be the same again. I'll be speaking on destroying the yokes of bad luck and bad occurrences. Destroying the yoke of bad luck and bad occurrences. The intention of God for you and I is to enjoy good luck, good success, all-round success, blessings of all kinds, progress without limit, expansion without limit, speed on all sides in our various endeavors. God has never intended for you and I to be a victim of bad luck or bad occurrences. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you. I know what I am thinking about you. I know my thought pattern concerning your life. There's a reason why I created you. And that thought is a thought of peace, or the thought of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Some versions say to give you an expected end. This is talking about good luck. This is talking about jamming fortune. Somebody will jam fortune here tonight in the name of Jesus. It's not God's intention for you to suffer bad occurrences or to suffer bad luck. What is bad luck or bad occurrence? It is a situation that is unfavorable and unwanted. Nobody wants it. A bad luck situation or a bad occurrence situation is a situation that is an unwanted situation. An unwanted occurrence. And it's an occurrence that one will never laugh about. Number two, what is bad luck? It means a set of unpleasant situations or news which is not palatable or joyful. Bad occurrence or bad news simply, or bad luck simply means a set of unpleasant situation or news which is not palatable. You don't want it. It is not a joyful situation, nor is it a joyful circumstance. This will never be your portion in Jesus' name. As I pray for you, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, many in life have become victims of bad luck, bad occurrences, bad situation. To say that there's nothing like bad occurrence or bad luck is like living in another world that doesn't exist. It exists, but for you and your family, it will never be your portion in Jesus' name. I said it will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Many are working so hard in their work, but they still cannot account for what they are doing. Many are reading, but they still cannot come out with good grade as a result of this yoke called bad luck, or what you can also call bad occurrences. There's no way man can enjoy his life except he destroys the yoke of bad luck. There's no way a man can laugh last except he first tackle the issue of the yoke of bad occurrences. And amongst other things tonight, we'll be handling that. And we trust God that none will go back the same in Jesus' name. What are the causes of bad luck or bad occurrences? Number one, family pattern. Some people are born into some families whereby there is no month or no 6 months or no 1 year that something bad doesn't happen. Either somebody dies, or somebody loses his child, or somebody has one accident, or somebody has a armed robbery attack, or somebody else has a dropout in school. They have never, for the last few years, they cannot remember a time whereby there is no at least one bad occurrence. This is a family pattern. Whereby you remember, yes, about 3 months ago, my brother was very sick at the point of death. Oh, yes, last year, when another brother was, that's a occurrence of bad luck. It's an occurrence of bad, is a repetition of bad occurrences. But tonight, God is going to put a stop to it. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. One of the major causes of bad luck is family patterns. Bad luck as a result of from grandfather to father, even to you yourself, experiencing, amongst other things, many related and similar circumstances. Somebody's father was sacked from work, and then you yourself were sacked from work. That's a repetition of bad occurrence. Somebody's mother, the baby came down almost 4 or 5 times before the baby eventually stayed. My mother said, that's why they called you the name they called you. Because you, as they were getting pregnant, the baby was dropping. As they were getting pregnant, she was seeing blood. And then you can sense around yourself that a similar circumstance is happening or about to happen. But tonight, God is going to terminate such situations in Jesus' name. Number two, causes of bad luck or bad occurrences is incense and enchantment. In Numbers 23, verse 23. Numbers 23, verse 23. Explains to us very vividly. He says, and Balak did as 23:23, 2:3, 2:3. Thank you, Jesus. Surely, now we're going to read it together. 1, 2, go, everybody now. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel. There is no enchantment allowed against Jacob. That is you. One of the major causes of bad occurrences is enchantment. In Isaiah 41 verse 11 and 12. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 11. It says, behold, all they that were incensed. Another word for enchantment is being incensed. Yoruba call it asasi. Being incensed. He said, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed. I can't hear your amen. Amen. All they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed. Amen. And they will be confounded. Amen. They shall be as nothing. Amen. And they shall strive with, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Amen. Those that strive with thee shall perish. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Incense or enchantment is another major cause. Some people staying somewhere and incensing against you, calling some things and bringing out your pictures, bringing out the pictures of your parents, sometimes even bringing out the picture of your total family and incensing against it. I told you the story before of one of my friends who suffered kidnap, a very rich man who suffered a kidnap some time ago, so many years ago, and as he was in the bush with those kidnappers, he saw inside deep forest, he saw the picture of a man that some wicked people brought there. They nailed the man to a tree with some devilish things. And regularly the people that did it, they will come there to incense against him. That is, he will be alive, but he will be like he's not alive again. I speak tonight. Anybody incensing against you and your family, anybody calling your name into a calabash, anybody calling your name into water, anybody going to the sea to call your name, tonight they will use their head to pack their load. Friends, what we are dealing with tonight is real life. You are not too small to understand these things. Stop behaving as if life is a joke. Life is not a joke. Christians that are not serious, they can't end glorious. We are living in a wicked world. We are living in a world of terrible wickedness. Number three, causes of yokes, of bad luck and bad occurrences is what we call chronic sinful nature. When a man or woman is involved in chronic sinful nature, homosexuality, lesbianism, alcoholism, adultery, fornication, stealing, you know, there are some people you steal from, that person, that will be the last stealing he will steal in his life. Because they have power in their mouth, they will just speak. And it will jikini. I use my hand to touch my two breasts. Ah, that person. So. Honestly, to be so. You know, there's good power, there's bad power. Praise the Lord. I said there's good power. Power past power. God has power. There was, you know, remember that the story of Moses. When Moses threw down his rod and it became a serpent, what happened to the magician too? They threw down their rod. The only thing was that Moses' serpent swallowed up other serpent. What does that tell you? Devil also has power. That's why you yourself, you must be. Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom to devour. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. So be a vigilant Christian. Don't allow the devil to destroy you. Don't allow the devil to waste you. I speak to somebody's life tonight. You will never be a victim of waste in the name of Jesus. Many are in the grave as a result of negligence. Christians with no information. Christians that don't know what is happening. Christians that are not aware of what is very, very much available. Christians that don't know the power that they carry. Christians that do not know that 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, that greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. Christians have subjected themselves and allowed the devil to destroy them. But there's somebody here today, I decree concerning you, that you will never be a victim of bad occurrences in Jesus' name. But listen to me, friends. Sinful nature attracts bad luck. You know, Satan coats sin with honey. He makes sin look as if it's so sweet. You know, when you want to catch a bait, a rat, what you need to do is very simple. Season fish. You know what I'm talking about. Season fish very well. Make the fish very soft and succulent. Season it so that it smells very well. And then put it at the mouth of a trap. The smell will attract the rat. And as he put his mouth, just like you kiss. And then problem starts. Many are in bad occurrences and bad life as a result of sin. Lesbianism. Sleeping with one's own sister. Sleeping with one's cousin. Sleeping with one's mother-in-law or father-in-law or brothers. You say, it happens. All these things are causes of bad occurrences and bad luck. Immediately that person rises from that bed. The omen of bad luck follows such people everywhere. But I speak to somebody here today that the mercy of God will get to somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God will speak for somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Leave sin alone before sin will kill you. Leave sin alone or else sin will eventually kill you. Sin has no work but to poison the destiny of a Christian. Sin has no other thing but to puncture your tire. Sin has no work but to grind you and to ensure that you are not able to move forward. That's the only thing sin has to offer. That's why you must be thinking. Your brain must be working. When enemy comes like a flood, let the Spirit of God in you raise a standard against it. You must be able to say no. No. Let me hear you say no. Are you telling me you cannot say no? No. No. Temptation is not a sin. It is the actualization of the temptation that is sin. Is somebody with me tonight? Temptation is not a sin. Everybody is tempted. But it is your going into that temptation. You can see the sin is not an all of a sudden thing. It's a gradual thing. And as you draw closer to it, death is drawing closer. As you are drawing closer. I speak to somebody tonight. That God in his mercy will deliver you from every yoke tonight in the name of Jesus. I say you are delivered tonight in the name of Jesus. Number four, causes of yokes of bad luck and bad occurrences is involvement with wicked powers. There was a man called Haman who was against Mordecai. The Bible says he was a man who went into enchantments. He was involved. Listen to me. The Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. Any man or woman involved with witchcraft, occultism, necromancy, wickedness, association with wickedness or wicked power. Sometimes a person might not be a witch, but he is a wicked person. Sometimes a person might not be a witch, but your acts are wicked acts. You are a witch also. You just see someone and say, this person will sit down here. Let me just put in a blade here. Let it cut the person's bum bum. This person wants to eat. And let me even try out right poison. Looks like. Just small. Just small inside the food. You are not. When a person is involved with wickedness, bad luck will follow such people. That's why when you see a person who is permanently wicked, you know somebody who is heading for destruction. Avoid wickedness. When you say witches is not only people that are frying the night. It is the wickedness of the person that we used to call the person a witch. When you say this person is a witch, no, it's not necessarily that the person is flying at night. It is the wicked behavior that makes the person a witch. I want to believe there are no witches here, but if there are any, I advise that tonight you repent, or else there will be no solution. I pray that the Lord mercy will get to you. Otherwise, there might be no other solution tonight. In the name of Jesus. Number 5. Causes of yoke of bad luck and bad occurrences is called involvement and association with wicked people. When you associate and wine and dine with people who are also wicked, how many of you know that when you go near somebody smelling akara, you begin to smell of smoke? How many of you have experienced it before? How many of you know that when you are near somebody who is smoking, you didn't smoke? By the time you leave the place and go back up, they say, did you smoke? They say, did you smoke? Your eye will even be red. Do you know the reason why? When Saul was with the prophet, he prophesied like prophets. When you associate with people who are bad, bad omen also follow the person. In Daniel chapter 6, some people conspired against Daniel. They said, this Daniel. He didn't do anything, no. He's a godly man, good man. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1. He was a man always praying, always thanking God. They gang up against him. They said he shouldn't thank God and appreciate God. And the Bible says he still went to thank God 3 times a day. Worshipping God, thanking God, lifting God up. Now this Daniel knew the writing was signed. He went into his house and his windows being open in the chambers towards Jerusalem. And he knelt down his knees 3 times a day and prayed. Daniel still continued to praise God and appreciate God. And then these guys conspired, you know the rest of the story, how they threw him inside the lion's den and all that. But the Bible says in verse 24, after he came out, that these same wicked people, verse 24 now, the Bible says, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which accused Daniel. Your accusers are in trouble today. That cast them in, and they cast them into the lion's den. Them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and broke all their bones in pieces. Or ever they came to the bottom of the dead. They conspired against a servant. They conspired. These wicked people did something that was evil. And that's why you should must be kept. I want to believe not all these people were involved in this thing, but their involvement with the wicked made them also the wicked. When you see a man or woman who is moving with somebody with an evil intention, when the evil problem comes, you will not share it alone. It will be evenly distributed. In fact, the person that did not even cause the major problem might be the person that we call collect the 70 part of the problem. While the person that caused the problem collect just 30. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. May you be wise. I say, may you be wise. Many of you were around last Sunday when I spoke about wisdom. If you were blessed, shout hallelujah. I'll advise you that message. Go and get it. Buy it and listen to it over and over again. Last week's Sunday message. You might not get the intent of the message exactly because I was actually rushing because of time. But when you listen to it over and over again, you'll be able to get the better part of it. So, your involvement with the wicked brings about bad luck and bad occurrences. Also, number 6, causes of yokes of bad luck and bad occurrences is satanic arrows. Sometimes Satan himself with his agents send arrows. Satan himself with his agent, they send arrows of bad luck. They begin to call names. They begin to go extra mile. They begin to gang up to bring about bad news. I decree today, everyone in sensing or planning against you, I decree that they will use their own head to pack whatever they are planning. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. One of my daughters here, I can't see her here tonight, came to share a testimony with me on Sunday. Her father had big land, and then the brother of the father took all the land and threatened the man that will kill you if you make noise or you try to collect this land. You know me very well, I'm a bad person, I will kill you. And then all of a sudden the father said, okay, let me even try to see what I can do to collect some of it, if not all. And I think last week or so, this bad man discovered that the brother's son and his own son were close and they wanted to eat. And he sneaked there and poisoned the food that he thought that other man's son will eat. And all of a sudden, it was his own son. This was, you know, these are the things you watch in films. It was his own. This was last week Sunday. She shared it. It was only my Sunday in my office last week Sunday. She wanted to share it in church here, but he said there was no time and all that. The same food that he poisoned for his elder brother's son was the food he ate himself. No, the food his own son ate, and he died shamelessly. Somebody's here today. The food they want to use to kill you, their own children will eat it. And it's not everybody that died a natural death. I hope you know that. Some died as a result of satanic arrows. Some died as a result of food poisoning. Some devil was just pushing them in the realm of the spirit. Go and eat that bad food. Go and eat that poison. Go and take that thing. And then they were moving. They could not explain themselves. Today, every force of darkness pushing you towards death, every arrows of the darkness that is trying to poison you or to destroy you, tonight I declare that arrows goes back to the sender. Arrow that want to push untimely death to you goes back to the sender. Let me hear your loudest amen. Everyone waking up in the night to call your name and the name of your children to ensure that you are dead, I declare they are dead tonight in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Take your seat. And number 7, causes of yokes of bad luck and bad occurrences is called attack on the children of God or attack on God himself. Sometimes a man or a woman can be a victim of bad luck when he's attacking the child of God or the people of God or God himself. Number 1, a child of God. Number 2, the people of God. Number 3, God himself. In the case of Daniel, the one I said earlier on, it was the case of somebody attacking a man called Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, from verse 1 down all through. In the case of attacking the people of God, we can look at the story of Esther. Many of you know the story of how they tried to destroy all the people of God. And then the Bible says that Esther and her people and Mordecai, they rose up in fasting and in prayers, and then God destroyed those who were attacking. You know the story of Haman. Also, people can try to attack God himself and be complaining against God. That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, say, neither you murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. They didn't do anything. No, they only murmured against God. What kind of God is this? I take jam. You see jamming me. I'm tired of serving God. Which kind of God is this? Okay, I kept myself as a lady. I didn't do rubbish. And up till now, God has not given me a man. God, I don't think you are there. I think you are not existing again. People that have done evil, they are getting husband. Me, that I didn't do evil. They are murmuring against God. It's very risky. He's very, very risky. It's a very risky thing to murmur against your maker. Pray for somebody here tonight that you will not self-inflict yourself in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Quickly tonight, what are the effects of the yoke of bad luck or bad occurrence? Number 1, favor famine. The first effect of yoke of bad luck on the life of a man is favor famine. That man or woman lacks favor. is bankrupt of favor. She lacks. People don't want to favor her anymore. People look at her. Beautiful lady, and they look at her. She's like, she looks like poo-poo. Handsome man, they look at her. Nobody wants to give him anything. When you're the kind of person that is a long time, anybody showered any blessing on you, you must be one of us that must pray very well tonight. Or maybe people that were blessing you before suddenly stopped. They stopped blessing you. People that love you before, when they see you, they now hate you. They dislike you. It's because of favor for my number two effect of the yoke of bad luck. It's called blessing disappearance. So a blessing in the life of a person suddenly disappearing is as a result of the yoke of bad luck and bad occurrences. Blessing disappearance. The blessing on the life of a man or a woman just disappearing. It just disappear. Ah, where is this blessing? Where is this blessing? It has gone. It's as a result of the yoke of bad luck. That will never be your portion again in Jesus' name. You have some valuable things, it just disappear. Your nice car, somebody just carry it. Your fiancé that you have spent so much, you have invested so much into, Valentine card, La Casera, chicken and chips, everything, recharge card, renewal of recharge of WhatsApp and all sorts of buying of phones and all these things. So I'm not, boy, I say I don't do again. You say 4 years. You say four years. Okay, even it's 14 years. I'm not doing it. I'm tired. Blessing disappearance. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. I say that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Number three, effect of yoke of bad luck and bad occurrences is called sickness and disease. Sickness and disease is a product of bad occurrence. It's a yoke. 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 And that yoke must be cursed tonight in the name of Jesus. I can hear your loudest amen. Somebody that is being blessed already, shout a big amen. Somebody that is being blessed already, shout a big amen. Somebody that knows that tonight God is going to break every yoke of his life, shout a big amen. Shout the loudest amen. Number four, I need to be fast now because of our time. I want us to try to finish at least by 3, or no, before 3:30, max 3, maximum 3:30. Now, effect of bad luck, number 4, is called chronic failure. Chronic failure. Chronic. Chronic failure. The failure is very chronic. Incessant failure, that's what it means. 8 courses, 5 courses failed. 10 courses, 7 courses F. 6 courses. There is hardly any time that an F doesn't. Even sometimes you even have F in Yoruba. It's the language you speak. At least once you be able to write down his language. Yoruba. I say, yeah, I don't know what happened. That's what they call chronic failure. Bad luck. Bad omen. Bad luck. Bad omen. Chronic failure. Do tests. Go and do tests. Test everybody. Even people that are dull in school. You went for the same test in a bank or in a company. They pass the test. You fail the test. And you went back there. Sorry, I did a test. I said, you failed. How can I fail that? I know everything. They said, you failed. Chronic failure. Number 5, effect of this yoke is called mishaps. Yoruba call it ajalu. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Yokes are a direct result of mishaps. 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 Mishaps are a direct result of yokes. I mean, every time you see mishaps, as you are finishing one issue, another issue is coming. It's like you are watching season film. When you are watching a season film, there's an issue. Maybe they kidnap somebody in the family. Quickly, they get that person. Before you know it again, another person, the leg break. As you are still doing that, the leg is getting healed. Another person, arm robber, is like mishap. One thing or another. Enough is enough of that. Somebody say enough is enough. Let me hear you say enough is enough. Are you sleeping? If you are sleeping, it's a sign. Oh. It's a sign. If we are preaching this kind of message and one is a person is sleeping, you know what I'm talking about. Number 6. What are the effects of this yoke of bad luck and bad occurrences. The effect number what now? Number six is called depression. Don't forget that depression is the cause of oppression. Anybody who suffers depression will be oppressed. Any man or woman who is permanently sad is a permanent victim of rubbish. Depression is a magnet for calamity. Depression is a magnet for evil. Anywhere there is depression, Satan has an executive chair in the sitting room in that house. That's why you must struggle to keep the presence of God in your house. I'll be talking more about that on Sunday, tomorrow, when we'll be talking about marital breakthroughs and destroying the yokes of satanic delays in marriages. You must ensure that there is nothing like depression in your life. Moodiness, sadness, all these things there. Now look at me, ladies and gentlemen. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, the Bible describes it as a burden that is on the shoulder. It's like carrying iron. He said, and it shall come to pass in that day that the burden, that's what we are talking about. The burden of the yoke of satanic bad luck and occurrences shall be taken off for your shoulders, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of the anointing. How many people believe that there's anointing in this house? Yes, I believe that tonight that anointing will work for you in Jesus' name. An anointing you don't believe in can never work for you. An anointing you don't believe in can never work for you. It's only an anointing you submit to and you believe in that God allows the unction from that anointing to flow into you. Tonight, you are not living here the same way you have come. I say you're not living here the same way I've come. Let me conclude and we go to pray. Benefits of the destruction of these satanic yokes. Number one benefit is that once the yoke of bad luck and occurrence is destroyed, number one is new lease of life. You enjoy it's as if you are newly born. It's like you just begin to feel cool because you are enjoying a new lease of life. From today, you enjoy a new lease of life. I say you enjoy a new lease of life. Number two benefit of destruction of this yoke is new opportunities and new favors. Once the yoke of satanic bad occurrences is destroyed, the next thing is favor. Before 24 hours we end, somebody here will jam favor. You will jam with favor. Favor will jam with you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three, benefit of destruction of the yoke is good news. Immediately this yoke is destroyed, there is an introduction of good news into your life. There is an introduction of good news into your life. Friends, you will enjoy good news today. You enjoy good news today. You enjoy good news today. You enjoy good news today. Quickly, two things. My counsel tonight as we go into prayers. Number one, be spiritually sensitive. Don't be a casual Christian that is not sensitive. Be spiritually sensitive to the occurrences in your family. Things that are happening. Don't overlook them. My wife normally says something Pastor, I don't take things for granted. I don't take this for granted. And honestly, I appreciate that. Be a person that don't take devil for granted. When you see devil trying nonsense, blow fire. Blow fire. Be spiritual. When you notice that something is not right, you are in the house and the house is moody, go and look for the water that has been prayed for. Sprinkle it around the house. Cast out the spirit of sadness from the house. Ah! Who owns madness in this house? Carry your anointing oil. Blow tongues. Makata brakata by around your house. Don't allow anybody to come and carry bad news to your house whereby everybody is looking moody, sad. And then there's a yoke of cockiness and there's a heavy body in the house. Everybody's looking moody. No smiles on the faces. Everything is looking like as if there's a burden on everybody's face. You cast them out with spiritual sensitivity. Number two counsel is pray aggressively to destroy permanently. Cut the head of that yoke. Cut off the head of that yoke. Don't just cut off a part of it. Cut off the head of that yoke. Battle it. I wonder how people have battles and they eat every day. It amazes me. It amazes me. Somebody has battle and is the by 6 o'clock he's already eating. Monday to Friday. How do you do such a thing? Somebody has battle and is sleeping. I mean, isn't it amazing? Surprising? Isn't it a shock? The time of war is a time of battle. The time when devil is trying to ravage you is not a time for sleeping. You set your alarm 11 o'clock. You praise worship till 12 o'clock. By 12 o'clock, you blow in tongues till 1. Then you now settle down to discharge any devil. You do that for 7 days. Devil won't wait. In fact, he won't wait till the third day. First day, he goes to the window. Second day, he goes to the fence. By the third day, he stays with the vigilante in your area. By the fourth day, he has moved to another person. That will say, resist the devil. And we what? Resist the devil. Fight him. Friends, forget it. We might look just like normal people with eyes, but in the spirit, it's a different ballgame. Tonight, I want your eye to be red. I want your eye to carry fire against forces of bad occurrences. And stamp your feet and say, enough is enough. Come on now. Enough is enough. I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this nonsense. I must have a new lease of life.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.